Leadership generally is a process by which an executive, or let's just say a leader, directs, guides, and influences behavior over other people. That's all about leadership, right? As long as you can actually direct people, other people, to do something else that you think is desirable for the moment, definitely you should be a leader. I think, yeah, you should be a leader. But maybe instead of looking at leadership as a verb or a leader as a noun, pretty much let's look at what does it mean to be an effective leader. According to Transformational Leadership, they break it down for us so it makes life easy. They say, number one, an effective leader creates an inspiring vision of the future. Number two, motivates and inspires people to engage with that vision. Number three, manages delivery of the vision. Number four, coaches and builds a team so that it is more effective at achieving the vision. But how can we apply this to self-leadership? Let's see. Self-leadership is the practice of intentionally influencing your thinking, feeling, and actions towards your objectives. Selfleadership.com, also adapted from Bryant and Kazan 2012. So it's always interesting to start from the scholarly sources before we delve into our rounded type of definition and delving deeper into what self-leadership means to us. Welcome to another episode on Suits and Sandals. Today we'll be talking about self-leadership. How do you self-lead yourself? It's a very important topic that unfortunately most of us choose to ignore, and yet it determines pretty much everything who we are and everything that we plan to become, everything that we envisage about our future. It pretty much covers everything, the DNA of our vision, of our purpose, everything that we aspire today and for tomorrow. So if you ask yourself, have you ever sat in a very quiet room and just to reflect on who and what you are all about, especially who you are? Not like your name, not like, oh, I am Moses Chavi, but who you are, the depth of what it means to have you today in the world. What do you exist for? Have you ever pondered on this question in a deeper sense? Because we can never talk about self-leadership if we don't know about ourselves, if we don't know who we are. So you can only self-lead if you know who you are and how you can actually position yourself consistently to never be anything different than what you are, your makeup. So I've been thinking about this question myself quite recently to say, who am I? Who is Moses Chavi? Unfortunately, what happens is we quickly move towards our qualifications, for example, or our education. So I am an accountant, as an example. Then if you ask me who I am, I quickly say I am an accountant or I am an auditor. But that's something that's been accorded to you based on your choice of education or the path that someone led you to. So it could be your parents or your guardians who said you need to pursue this sort of education because it's important, because you're going to get a job, because this is what people are known for when you come to the definition of success. So you need to do medicine, so you become a doctor. And today when we ask you who you are, you say, I am a doctor. But at the root of it, even beyond the name that your parents gave you, there is the actual person. There is the person that most of us don't choose to confront. We don't want to face ourselves and ask this very important question. So if you ask me today who Moses is, I'll pretty much maybe tell you he's referring to the genesis of being human. I'll talk about me being a child of God. I'll talk about being a masterpiece of the Almighty God, who is created for a purpose and for a set purpose that is supposed to be achieved and attained within this generation, depending on the number of years that God has given me on the surface of the earth. I'll be talking about the purpose that I've understood over time, yes, through experience, through the learning, through the people that I've met, through the people who have spoken into my life, through the wisdom and guidance that has been accorded me by my parents, by my guardians, by people who've lived with me, by my seniors and colleagues, everyone who's come into my circle. They've pretty much contributed to something that I understand today as being my purpose. And I'm also aware that there is a general purpose and a specific purpose. So a general purpose may be something that is applicable, to every person, who's been created by God. Whilst a specific one is something that is meant to be achieved by me as Moses Chavi, the Moses Chavi who's been born in this generation. There could be another Moses Chavi who will be born later, but they'll be born in a different generation, different settings, and they would definitely be called to work towards a different purpose altogether, because each one of us is created uniquely by God. So, who are you? Who are you? It's very important to take time to sit and reflect on this question. And the most interesting exercise you can do is to take notes and write all the answers that you give yourself about who you are. So this is called self-reflection. Someone can look at who you are based at the facade and the experience they've seen, or probably they've seen you at work, or how you deal with your family, and they can say, I believe you are this and that, and they can define you by the peripheral of whatever is very visible to them. But that again fails to define who you truly are. So when you do the self-reflection, you see where you're coming from, you see where you are today and where you are planning to go. That's your future, that's your vision, those are your dreams. Pretty much bring all that into a culmination of what we can actually call the definition of who you are. So obviously God defines us by his very word, but today, have we captured that sufficiently to confidently tell a group of people that this is who you are? So self-reflection would have to look at your talents, for example, what you believe are giftings which have by default come to you, things that you don't struggle doing. So some of you, probably you could be musicians, or you could be writers, you could be speakers. So go beyond the education, whatever education has accorded you. But in terms of talents and skills, things that you have attained by virtue of focusing on what came automatically to you. So someone might have introduced you to music, or to writing, or to public speaking, or to whatever you do today. But over time, you realize that it's a gift that's been lying within you, but you didn't actually realize that you are gifted in that area until someone had to speak into your life. And now you realize that indeed this thing comes very easily to you. It does come easily to you. So that would become the center of your purpose or your focus, which means your years today and your future years will pretty much be driven by that newly discovered talent or newly discovered gifting. So people usually call others by the gift that is exhibited in their way of life. So we'll say he is a musician, he is an actor, he is an athlete, because the gift is dominant. It's a dominant force in your life and people easily recognize you by that. And the word of God says it is the gift that will bring you before kings. It is the gift and not your qualification, but what you are born with. So you get to realize that each one of us is coded in a very different way. So if you see someone being successful in athletics, it does not mean that just by working so hard or mimicking them, then you automatically also become a successful athlete. Unless if there is an inborn gift and talent that is lying hidden or hibernating in you, that also seeks expression through the observation of someone living out that gift. So it gets activated in you and you automatically also become a successful athlete. So that's how life works. But who are you? Who are you? So self-reflection includes discovering of our talents, our giftings, because that is part of the definition of who we are. Who we are. So you also look into the background. Don't ignore it, because I believe every experience that we've gone through is not a waste of time. Whether it was a moment of pain, a moment of success, a moment of joy, or indeed what we are trying to set aside as education. All that, again, gets together to form who you've become today, who I have become today. So that is also part of who you are. But you don't just codify yourself using that learning. So it's all an integrated system within our persona, that the education, the bad and good experiences, the gifts and talents, all of them do form who we are. They do define who we are today, and it's very important. Now, we'll talk about how this works out when it comes to self-leadership, or we'll talk about why this is important when it comes to self-leadership. It is very important because self-leadership is all about, after you have understood who you are, how do you drive yourself to be consistent within the definition of who you are? I'll say that again. How do you ensure that you are consistent within the domain of who you are? Because if you start going all over the place and neglecting the centerpiece of your personality, of your creation, of your creativity, of who you are to the world, of serving the world with your gift, then you end up losing focus. And whatever comes, no matter how exciting those other things are, they will just distract you from becoming who you're supposed to be in the world. Your gift may not be fully served because distractions will eat away from your devotion in the things that matter within your existence or within the time and the portion that's been granted to you in the world. So it's very important to know what you're supposed to focus on and ensure that every action that you do, you push yourself towards attaining that vision, that purpose, those goals. It's very important. This is the summary of self-leadership. So when you see lots of things, by leading yourself, you are able to say, this is not who I am. This is not what I am curved out of. This is not the material that I'm made up of. But I am 1, 2, 3. So you self-lead yourself. You take a turn or a twist and make sure that you always you're always moving towards the intended trajectory of your life. That's self-leadership. So if I know myself that the best gifting that I have is writing, and I know that if I put in the necessary hours in this gifting, I'll perfect my gift, and it is writing that is going to take me before kings, then any other beautiful thing that comes along, maybe it's music or it's athletics, but I know that I'm so bad and I'm getting old, so no matter how hard I work in this, nothing may happen for me. I'll make sure that I focus on what I am good at and develop that competence. It does not mean that if I'm excited about music, then I will not get that opportunity to sing or to record an album, or I will not get an opportunity to learn how to play tennis or cricket and focus on that as part of my excitement. I can do it. And indeed, you can come out one day and do and come out with some medals because you've been successful in that domain as well. There are people who are jacks of all trades. That's fine. That's okay. It does not mean that you get limited on what you want to do. But when it comes to majoring in the majors, you put more time on what you know that this is your core gift. So self-leadership helps you to come back to the course of your life so that you're not all over the place. So what I've learned in life, as we progress in the years, you start to get more opportunities and you start to get more invitations to get involved in so many things. Why? Because when you add more value to your life, the world sees the value. The people around you see the value and they will definitely pull to you so many other opportunities. So you need to also be careful. You can be excited in the early days of accepting pretty much everything that comes your way, because recognition also brings that level of self-esteem and enjoyment. And within the pyramid of self-actualization, you start to realize that you are going up the ladder and you start to seek more attention, because that satisfies you more than the basics of food, shelter, and clothing, for example. So you've gone beyond that. So you need self-actualization that gets you to be recognized as a self-leader, or that gets to recognize you as a thought leader. So what happens is you may end up just accepting so many things that end up becoming distractions, and they will stifle the gift that God has given you, which is your core thing. So we need to be very careful that using the understanding of self-leadership, we need to choose and curve a path within the areas that we believe we are good at. And if we sharpen those areas, these are the things that are going to bring us into the corridors of high offices, before the kings, before the queens, so that when we maximize these areas, then we start to gain influence in the sphere of development, the sphere of economics, the sphere of leadership. It's very, very important. So self-leadership has the power to take us through the corridors of the high offices, because that's where our value is. That's where our actual and deep influence is. So we need to learn to push ourselves towards things that matter. And again, why is self-leadership important? Self-leadership is important because when we develop our core competences and we become the best version of ourselves, as many experts say, and we become the best at what we do, we end up becoming more valuable to other people. We become more valuable to our family, valuable to our companies, valuable to our networks, valuable to our clients, because we go beyond the mediocrity of knowing things that are just basics. We go beyond the general stuff. You start to specialize in specific domains of industry. So the people who come to you, they come to you because they are getting something that's unique that they will not be able to get from anyone else. So there's value to you as the owner of the gifting, but there's also value to the masses. So it's very important to also have that tangent of understanding that if we self-lead ourselves very well, we increase value, not just for us, but for others. And life is all about serving others, serving our companies, serving our nation, serving the continent, and serving God, our Creator. So we need to be excellent in what we do. And there's no excellence when we go towards generalization. There's always excellence when we focus on what is core to our calling. There is excellence when we focus on doing not just what is good, but the best. Going beyond best and moving into excellence. That is what matters. The Bible talks about, I love the verse in the Bible that says, "Have you seen a man who is excellent in their work? They will serve before kings. They will not serve before mere men." And that is true, because talent needs polishing. And when you become excellent, people cannot resist but to acknowledge the best of abilities that are visible in you. And when those abilities, when that excellence exudes itself out of you, people see it and people recognize it. People who love good things, people who know what is quality, what is best and what is excellent, they will identify your gifting and they will definitely not resist but call you forth to act in those high places. So it is very important that we sharpen our skills to the point of increasing value, not just for us, but for our world. So self-leadership is very important. So I just thought of bringing this topic on the table. And based on our core mandate, we'll continue to discuss such topics. We'll continue to have a bounce back on self-leadership in a different dimension. But from today onwards, if you've never had a self-reflection on why self-leadership is important, why it's important to push yourself towards a specific mandate, I implore you today that focus on who you are. Start to define who you are. Start to put together the talents and the giftings that you've observed in yourself and what people have spoken about you, your parents have spoken about you, the people you work with have spoken about you, and start to deeply reflect on those things and see how they truly define who you are today and who you are becoming by the end of the day. So until next time, talk to you again in the next episode. Go and change the world.